Back in June of 2019, Russia did something unusual. It dropped criminal charges against a journalist. Ivan Gulenov, a Russian journalist, was detained, then released after police admitted there was a lack of evidence.
Tomorrow, there was set to be a march through central Moscow in support of Ivan. And
that is American reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was following the story from Moscow. I spoke with him about that public support, the march for Gulenov. Even though he's been released and all charges dropped, this could go ahead.
Exactly. And people are posting that they're not coming out so much for Ivan as for people like him, including other journalists who are currently sitting in jail on essentially fabricated, trumped up charges.
Fast forward to last year, March of 2023, Evan Gershkovich was himself arrested.
Russia's security agency says it has arrested a U.S. journalist working for the Wall Street Journal in Moscow on charges of espionage.
Gershkovich was detained while on assignment for the journal and accused of trying to obtain state secrets. He is the first American reporter to be charged with espionage in Russia since 1986. Gershkovich and the journal deny the allegations. The U.S. State Department has designated Gershkovich as wrongfully detained, an official phrase that opens the way for government efforts to secure his release. But today, Evan Gershkovich remains imprisoned.
The program just told me that Russian state media is now reporting that the Russian court has extended his detention for another 3 months.
And today, a Moscow district court extended his pretrial detention.
This week, Russia added 3 more months to his detention. A trial date has not been set. NPR's Charles Maines has been reporting from Moscow.
Here in Moscow, U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy called the court's ruling particularly painful, noting Gershkovich had lost a year of his life to charges that she called fiction. She also accused Russia of holding Americans as pawns for political gain. The Kremlin insists that Gershkovich was caught red-handed without providing any evidence. And so Gershkovich has been really stuck in the fort of a prison. This is a grim Tsarist-era jail here in Moscow, awaiting trial.
Consider this. Friday marks 1 year since Evan Gershkovich was detained by Russian security forces. We'll speak with his sister about the fight to bring him home.
We just want all Americans who are detained abroad to be home and reunited with their families.
From NPR, I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Integrative Therapeutics, with vitamins and supplements previously available only through practitioners, including Cortisol Manager. Unlock your best self with clinician-curated supplements from Integrative Therapeutics, now on Amazon.
It's Consider This from NPR. For 24 straight hours this week, friends and family and colleagues of Evan Gershkovich of the Wall Street Journal came together to read his stories out loud.
Soldier Describes Early Chaos by Evan Gershkovich.
The resulting mistakes have shaped Russia's disastrous invasion of Ukraine.
As the war continues into the second year and Western sanctions bite harder.
This is his journalism, and journalism is not a crime.
The marathon reading was designed to celebrate his work 1 year after he was detained in Russia on spying allegations. He is still waiting on a trial. And this week, a Russian court extended his detention by another 3 months. Well, we called Danielle Gershkovich, Evan's big sister. I had spoken with her before, last fall, and she told me she had been swapping letters every week or so with her brother. I asked if that was still the case.
Yes, I look forward to them every week. Sometimes there's a bit of a delay in the mail, but it's definitely a nice light in some of this dark time.
Yeah. May I ask when you last heard from him?
I got a letter last week from him. It was really funny. He's very excited for my husband and I to move and have a guest bedroom for him to stay in. He wants to make sure it's big enough for him.
Scoping out the bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's he holding up?
I'm so proud of him. He is still working very, very hard to keep his spirits up. And we try as best we can to support him from here.
May I ask about this news that you got this week, news that I know was not welcome, that his pretrial detention has been extended again for a fifth time. How are you, how are your parents processing that?
Honestly, it was devastating news. You don't want to believe that he's going to be in prison over a year. But we have no choice. We just have to keep pushing forward. As far as negotiations, that is a conversation between governments, and the case is opaque for us. So we just have to trust that the White House is working incredibly hard. They're taking this very seriously, and that they're going to do whatever it takes to get Evan home.
I want to ask about the tributes to Evan this week to mark the one-year anniversary of his arrest. We heard a little bit there from the readathon at the Wall Street Journal. There was also an international swim in solidarity, journalists from all over the world swimming at 10 different Brighton beaches, because I guess Evan loves Brighton Beach. Which one? The one in New York or UK or where?
New York. Our grandparents lived there, so we would visit them a couple times a year. We'd drive from Princeton to Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. Eat a lot of Russian food and spend time with our grandparents.
Mm. What's it like to watch something like that? Journalists diving in all over the world to honor your brother.
I'm so touched. It's my family. We're so, so grateful. I know it's not easy. I've seen some runs too, and I heard that some of the water is very frigid. So I just have to say thank you so much to everyone who's doing everything they can for Evan.
Does Evan share, when he corresponds with you, aside from his designs on your guest bedroom, does he share what he wants to do when he's out?
I know that I personally want a vacation with just us, just my immediate family, just to get away from everything, spend some time together. But the rest is up to Evan, and we trust that he's going to do what's best for him.
Yeah. Does he talk about journalism, how he sees that in his life going forward?
You know, I have a hunch he will go back to that. But no, we personally don't talk about that. We just keep things light. Still sending him celebrity gossip. I'm asking him.
important to keep up, yes.
Absolutely. And recently I've been asking if it's okay if I see the Dune sequel. He really loves the first one, and I feel guilty about seeing the second one while he can't. So I'm still waiting for an answer for that.
Got it. Well, Danielle, before I let you go, I want people to hear Evan's voice, and I want to play just a little piece from an interview that I did with him. This was in 2019. He was with the Moscow Times then. And the reason I was interviewing him, of all things, was he was reporting about a journalist who'd been arrested in Russia.
I know who Ivan Gulenov is. Tell me a little bit about him and his work that might have set this chain of events in motion.
So Ivan, for the past about 10 years, has been one of Russia's foremost investigative journalists. And a recent story that he was working on that he did in 2018...
So Daniel Gershkovich, I wanted to play that because the headline that day was that charges had been dropped against this other journalist, Ivan Gulenov. He'd been released. And I just wanted to say on behalf of my many fellow journalists that I hope similar news will come soon for your brother.
Thank you so much. It means the world. I hope so, too. I hope we can get that happy ending soon.
Danielle Gershkovich is the oldest sister of the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was arrested in Russia 1 year ago this week. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This episode was produced by Mark Rivers. Ted Meebane was our engineer. It was edited by Christopher Intagliata and Jeanette Woods. Our executive producer is Sammy Yenigan. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
On NPR's Throughline,
we cannot function for 24 hours without cobalt, because it's in our smartphone, our tablet, our laptop. And as a consequence, the lives of the people living in that part of the Congo descended into just a catastrophe.
Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor American Home Shield. Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. An American Home Shield warranty helps protect your home and wallet from unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters or wonky thermostats. Now that's something to celebrate. For 20% off plans, go to ahs.com/consider. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions, go to ahs.com/contracts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from BlackRock's podcast, The Bid. On the latest episode of The Bid, BlackRock's chairman and CEO, Larry Fink, discusses challenges facing investors such as retirement and others where the global capital markets figure into the solutions. Listen to the episode on The Bid and subscribe for market insights from BlackRock's thought leaders.